I had the thought as we were speaking in our prep time that forgiveness maybe isn't an act of forgiving. Maybe it's a remembering that there's nothing to forgive. Maybe it's a way of living, which is always in a state of knowing that there's no need to forgive. Because if we really are seeing clearly, and we're not in judgment, but we're understanding, we're all in process, and we're all growing and learning and stretching and experimenting, and sometimes not so masterful in our expression, and sometimes better because we keep practicing, then how could it ever be that those moments that were not so masterful in our expression, that there's some grievous sin that has occurred that we have to forgive? You know, but if we're really just remembering at times that I'm holding on to something and it's time to see it clearly and let it go, that's more what forgiveness is, I think. You know, because otherwise there's some judgment involved and criticism and opinions and more a lack of love, a lack of understanding, and a lack of compassion. And so in the end, the forgiving is to forgive ourselves for not seeing clearly, for not being aware of the truth of life unfolding and what that's all about. So I was thinking about when you were talking, Rue, just now about greatness makes you humble. I had this thought that because when we're really standing in our greatness, we see clearly. And when we see clearly, we know everyone is great. Every one of us is great. We were designed that way. We were created in greatness. And so if somebody isn't expressing their greatness in the moment, they either haven't gotten there yet or they simply forgot who they are. But the humility, I think, maybe comes from a true understanding that when we are standing in our greatness, it's because we have found a full expression. And in comparison to anybody else, we're not ever any greater. Another maybe hasn't found their fullest expression or in the moment are not coming from that place. Well, thank you for that that thought about humility in regards to greatness. I think it's a really interesting consideration. We were speaking in the prep time about the Pulse of Spirit that David just put out about the headwinds. And Jane said something that gave me this thought, that what if every time I felt the pressure of a headwind, I realized that the pressure isn't actually coming from anything outside of myself. The pressure is coming from my own resistance to my greatness, to a fuller expression of myself. Because in reality, what's coming at us that feels challenging are the opportunities for growth and expansion. And so none of the opportunities for growth and expansion are actually pressuring me. What's pressuring me is me not wanting to stretch into that and feel into that and expand in the middle of that. So if the only thing that I'm up against is me, then in the process of feeling pressure, there's just an opportunity to look at what is it that I don't want to let go of, or what is it that I don't want to increase my capacity to be or to do? What is it that is there that I can put more of me in, you know, if you will, like expand into, but really that's bringing more of me to, right? So that's a whole different way for me to think about pressure. It's not about six people waiting at my desk because I've been out of the office for several days and everything. It's not about that. It's about what is it, how can I bring more of me to this? How can I bring an expression that's expansive in this? Judgment is an imposter. Like, I don't think we have the capacity fully to get the damage that judgment does. Like it looks like it's something but it's not really what it is. What it actually is way more insidious than what it looks like it is. Because if we really saw the effects for ourselves and for others of our judgment, and we saw how damaging it is to our own spirit, to the spirit of others, to our own growth and expansion, to do what we came here to do, the damage to courage, the damage to relationship and connection, if we actually saw all the things that our judgments create that are abominable in the eyes of true expression, we would just stop right away. But we don't see it that way. I think we just don't see judgment for the truth of what it is and the damage that it does. So I appreciate your song because it really allows us to turn it over and look at it completely differently. So thank you for that.